crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
And just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
The Crossover is brought to you by William Hill Caesars Sports on 1620 The Zone.
Time for the Crossover. Gary Sharp Show starts now featuring Josh. Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning.
Young Yash.
How you guys doing?
Good.
How you doing? You ever played in a game where you only threw the ball three times?
That was so impressive. That was, and Michael was just reading me what the reporter, Sullivan, he kind of doubled down on Micah Hyde being a baby after the presser.
Oh, the question was asked by Jerry Sullivan?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
But so I didn't know that Sullivan was going to double down, but I told Michael when the show opened, I said, you know the thing about that game? When teams do that to you, it steals your soul, mm-hmm. right? Like as a player on the receiving end of that,
yep.
when you can't stop it, it does something different. They run four different plays, and they just run it and run it and run it. It's different than getting beat by 60.
It did the same thing to McDermott in his response after the game.
And you could tell Micah Hyde's response was one of manhood because it got tested and you couldn't hold up. It makes you feel different when you're on the receiving end of that.
I mean, there's part of me watching that game. It was like the most excruciating, glorious football game. Probably if it's not a standalone game, you checked out a long time ago.
Dude, the fourth quarter started at what time? 9:20?
It was fast.
9:25 or something?
The game was over about 10.
It was fast.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The fourth quarter started at like 9:20.
So the Patriots throw one three times. They throw once in the first half. I don't know if they would have had to throw. I mean, maybe one time they were in a situation where you have to throw the football. Because they could have run the ball 49 times.
Yeah, I thought Michael brought up a good point, though. So for as much malign as Josh Allen is going to be, there were probably a handful of times, four or five, his receivers could have helped him out.
Yeah, you know what?
Especially in a game like that where margin of error is slim.
It just goes back to, that's a really good pick by Buffalo, knowing where they're located. He's a guy that can throw the football in those elements. And he did last night. I mean, his numbers aren't impressive, but he threw the ball well in this horrible conditions. I don't know. Buffalo.
Dawson Knox had two big drops.
Well,
big drops on third down.
The drop along with the penalty, and then you have the missed field goal was just like the end for the Bills last night. But the Bills they can't beat anybody that's good.
I know.
They haven't. You know what? They beat Kansas City, and Kansas City's not great, but they just good teams. They're not able to beat, and they're 3-4 in their last seven. And you're like, who are these guys?
And they have a huge one.
You know, they're missing one of their top defensive players, and he's not coming back in white the rest of the season.
Right. Hey, so, Michael, you may not remember this. I was kind of joking about, like, Josh Allen, and these were the NFL odds early. And I was being sarcastic about coming back to the pack, and Michael goes, yeah, it helps when you have a Diggs and a this and a that, and, you know, guys bail you out. And I said, so you think he's just a statistical anomaly? And he goes, I don't know. We'll see. Appears that Josh Allen may be coming back to the pack. And I don't think anyone saw that coming except when you kind of mumbled that under your breath because you just haven't really been a believer.
Yeah, they did. I like the word, like, just soul-snatching.
That's what it was.
Because then all of a sudden, the game clock management on the Buffalo side got really wonky. And
McDermott losing his mind over that spotting.
Well,
that was a
call.
Big spot, but it wasn't one in which you lose your composer of.
No.
You can't. You know you're going to need your timeouts.
What happened at the end of the game, though? All of a sudden, there were like 40 seconds just disappeared.
Dude, weren't there 10 minutes left in the game on that QB sneak challenge? It was nine and some change.
Yeah, it was. Hold on. Wasn't that still in the third quarter?
Well, they were going to the left of the
I think that was still, because that whole drive went third quarter in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right.
That was third quarter. So here's what happens.
You can't run the risk on a spot.
They don't have any time.
Especially when you don't have
a pile.
And there's no way you can tell from even because you can't. You can see where his head is.
Yeah.
But you can't tell clear enough to overturn.
If you look at it closely, you can see exactly who he is because his armband, you know, the thing you have your plays on, came loose. And I could see. I paused it. I'm like, his knee's down there, but they don't have a good view of it. I understand that. So what happened was they were out of timeouts. A player got banged up. Milano did.
Yeah.
Couldn't get off the field quick enough. And so what they did was they charged him an extra timeout, which means they run the clock and they reset it. So instead of them having a chance to get the ball back with 20 seconds, they had a chance to run one play with 1 second left, which I don't think anything would have happened, but I would love to have seen a Hail Mary.
I watched the entire game on Manning Cast, so of course they're not.
Oh, you don't know what's going on with them when they're on. Yeah.
They're just leaving it go. Or they cut off Letterman once he started to tell a joke about Goodell.
Dude.
They like shut that down.
At least he kind of cleaned up a little. He went from homeless to just kind of pretending. What, that look is something else, man.
One of the things that Eli said, I was listening early, was on that play, the first pass they threw, he believes that he missed the call. Like, he didn't think he was supposed to throw that pass. Because he looked at what the running back did. Yeah, the throw that Mac Jones made, the one. He goes, I don't think he was supposed to throw the ball there. I think he missed the signal.
Well, there was another.
They cut away to the offensive coordinator, and he was like this.
Hey, so you know what was funny? Who did the game the other night? Was it Warner? It was somebody, and the game was on radio, the Patriots. And they talked about the tails when N'Keal Harry is in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the slot crack and back. How it's a – he said it's a run. It's a run 100% of the
crack
time.
Back.
This was last week.
He was killing people, boy.
And I'm wondering – because he can't catch. He hasn't been very good as a receiver.
So it's back like, as a punt returner so in his face, man.
So it's like what did they think was coming?
Well, the guy he got
– he has six offensive
twice was
linemen.
Was Epinesa. He got Epinesa twice.
You know, I'm
he
like,
got him good twice.
What it like?
There was another part, and I don't know. You know, Buffalo had to be aware as the first quarter dragged on. They had to go back to their base defense,
or just have.
I mean, they weren't playing their base defense, knowing that New England basically was going to run every play.
I know who you want to have in the game. I get that, but you got to have five defensive linemen in. At that point, you have to say to yourself, "We got to put if they beat us with some great play action pass in this win." Okay, they do it, but I'm putting five defensive linemen in.
I mean, they finally learned, and for the majority of the game, then they had eight guys within 5 yards of the
line. Then they started blitzing Milano, and that they started getting, you know, they brought him in and a run blitz, and that made a big difference.
But, God, those guys up front for New England, man, they executed.
They're good, man.
That touchdown run where the cutback, that was so well executed.
That was Hyde.
Hey, how about the patience, though?
Mm-hmm. Ran that.
Well, look at the blocking is wonderful. And then just to have the patience and then to cut back in that hole is wide open.
And you know what he didn't do? It would have been easy with the first. So you saw the first puller kick out and the second puller led. How about how he waited for it? He just slowed down, waited for it to open, then hit it. He didn't slam into the back of a dude. He didn't put his hand out like Stevie Wonder needing assistance. He just chilled as a back and hit that thing. I'm like, that's how you run the football, right? Like, he saw the crease. He got in. He got out. It's a thing of beauty. I actually liked watching that. I watched something similar at the high school level when Elkhorn South did it to Gretna in the second half the first time they played.
Yeah, when they came back?
Yeah. Elkhorn South pretty much, you know, they were running those little misdirections, and I was like, until you learn how to fit it correctly, it's hard to do. I'm just telling you, but at some point Buffalo should have made the adjustment. But the first probably 6-7 times, you're thinking, okay, do I beat the puller? Do I try to fit it backside? Am I trusting the guy in front of me so I can get over the top of the fit? Is he gonna spill that to me? Like you have to rep against that. There's a reason why the Redskins were so successful with it for so long.
Do you remember how many passes in '94 at Kansas State were thrown by Nebraska?
11.
Yeah.
Brooke threw 7 and Terman threw 4. K-State threw the ball 48 times that day. Nebraska, how many times do you think you ran the football? 50. But do you know how many yards per carry?
Oh, it was in the threes.
4.1.
Okay. Nice, got over 4.
In a 17-6 game.
Which is really, really low for us.
Definitely. Yeah. There's a thing called the Notre Dame Box, and Tallulah is a place in Louisiana. And there's a coach, famous coach from the state, who ran that. I went to probably 4 of their games in a season, and they didn't throw one pass. Not one pass. Left, right, middle. That's all they did. And they won a ton of games.
One of the games that I did in the state championship, both teams averaged 2.2 passes per game.
Wow.
That was a
91 passes between the two teams in 24 games.
Air Force beat UNLV a couple weeks ago without throwing the ball.
So Army, Navy, and Air Force have all won a game this year without a completion.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
At the same time, Army threw for all those yards against Wake.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually excited to watch that game again this weekend, if nothing else for the pageantry every time, and just see the gear. And it's always a good game.
So do you think if Tom Brady was still the quarterback of the Patriots, they would have the same game plan last night?
They did it. Was it the Steelers where they ran the ball 50 times?
Is that the game at Heinz Field that
they did that to the Steelers one game where they ran the ball in upwards of 50 times?
I think if you're talking about 22 years in the league, Tom Brady, no. But second year Tom Brady, yeah, sure.
I don't know, man. I guess Tom Brady, no doubt. There's parts of me as a Q, it's like, man, let me throw this thing. But as a real competitor, I may be like, I wonder how many times in a row we could do this.
I think he'd be checking out. 8 men in a box, we're checking out.
You know
this.
What I mean?
Yeah. Like, what if, like, would Bill Belichick have called a timeout last night if Mac Jones would have audibled? If he just said, nah, we're going to throw the ball
here. I just pulled him out of the game.
And the funny thing is, every time Mac Jones came off the sidelines after a break or something, he looked so goddamn cold. I'm like, that dude don't want to throw the ball anyway. Didn't he look like he was just miserable out there?
Yeah, Florida guys playing in a 45-mile-an-hour wind, not good in upstate New York.
And the thing is, it got better. Because it was worse before the game started.
Well, luckily, the pregame talks, I was
if
like.
If it was at five, did you watch the video of the people sitting on the chairs?
I thought it was about to
They have five people sitting on chairs on the field. And there was a wind gust that came through. It knocked Schefter. It knocked the woman. It knocked everybody over. That's how bad the wind gust was at five. If the game was played at five, I don't know what they would have done.
But what do you think? So when do you think they had that game plan in? Because it had been projected all week long.
They've been talking about it all week long.
The wind was going to be a factor in Buffalo. Maybe even some snow. When do you think they made the decision to say, that's the game plan we're going to use to win this game?
I don't know, but I just tell you, you guys have no idea how many reps that takes to pull that off.
It's probably Tuesday.
So you just
have to rep it over and over. You have to rep it against multiple fronts, multiple fits.
So I'm thinking they decided that early in the week. This is the way we're going
to
do this.
Had to have. And what is that? Was the second week in a row the Bills have given up 200?
Two home games. In two home
Jonathan
games.
Jonathan Taylor gouged him.
Yep, two home games.
They got to figure that out.
Yep.
And I know people say running the ball is overrated in the playoffs. You know, you got to be able to. But, man.
How about the fact they couldn't run the ball?
Them and the Chargers better figure it out.
Against a New England team that gave up 200-yard rushers to Tennessee.
I think that
didn't involve Derek Thomas.
That might be the bigger story with New England is that defenses continue to get better.
Dude, that's secondary.
Mm-hmm.
That's their strength.
They get it in.
Yeah, that's their strength.
It's like, another guy covered. Another guy covered. How about how all the guys kind of look the same and they can play multiple things? That would be a hard defense to, like, if I was on the offensive side and I wanted to, like, tendency and scheme, they have so many guys that could do multiple things. That would be hard.
You know, another part of, like, oh boy, we're in trouble tonight or we're in for it is when New England scores. No hesitation, they go for two.
Yeah, they weren't trying to kick that direction.
And they're already up.
They were not kicking. They were not kicking there. They're sitting at 14. You know, you make the field goal, obviously the one they miss, and then the next time you come down, at what point do you have to get to try another field goal to win it? Because, you know, they're sitting there with the opportunity to win the game with a field goal, do they have to get to the 30-yard line? They need to get to the 20-yard line, the 10-yard line? Didn't matter because they missed the other field goal, but. That was the first field goal he'd missed under 40 yards or something like that in his career.
How about the cool thing is Stevenson overcoming being benched twice
during the season.
Yeah. When I was talking about that in the Alabama-Georgia game, right? You start a new center, your guard that you had benched earlier in the year comes back to have to start for you. You play another new offensive lineman, and it was just like.
Well, remember, this is the same team that benched Jalen Hurts and came back in in the SEC championship game and won the game.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Well, just
man.
You know, you
it's
got
their culture.
The two guys that have done it better than anybody else this weekend. They both beat a team they were not supposed to beat, and they're overtaking either your division or your conference. And what do? Almost the same game plan, so to speak. Offensive line, here we go. Time to shine.
Yep.
And both of your offensive lines at points during your season have been much maligned. I mean, Doug Marrone, what he was able to do with that offensive line.
Yeah.
And then what they were able to do last night, I mean, there's a reason why those two guys are the best. And I don't know if there's anybody close in the game of football of Saban and Belichick because they find different ways to win. Like, look at Belichick. Belichick probably enjoyed that game even more last night.
They're kind of smiling.
Because he won in another element game.
And the way he wanted to win.
Yes.
Yeah, the way he wants to do it.
There were some times where he looked like he didn't even want to be out there.
He was.
His eyes were cold.
The laugh, the smile at the end.
How about he don't care?
Hugging people.
His nose is running. He wipes his nose.
Oh, like he was just gross, man. Like a 3-year-old using the back of his sleeve, man. I was like, what are you?
If you listen to
his. You don't have a guy to get you something for that?
If you listen to his.
They don't have that in the NFL. They don't have a.
Yeah, you just.
I'm going to clean this guy. Can I clean this guy?
What are you doing? Too old for that.
His quote at the end. Of that, when he was talking about playing out there and giving credit, he's like in kind of a tough weather game.
Yeah.
I said kind of.
Well, he's seen worse.
Yeah, he's like, kind of. It was all right.
Gillette's had some doozies up there in the sleet and snow.
But that's his clinic.
He's the sideways wind.
He's an element guy. He is so good, he impacts the weather. Look at the Dallas game, the Tampa game. They didn't win the Tampa game. I mean, it seems like in weather, he is golden. And that was last night. I mean, because people were like, "Wow, you're not going to win the game because it's Buffalo."
Somewhat challenging. He said conditions that were somewhat challenging. Is what he said.
Well, I heard him today. He was on a local station in Boston that he does every morning after they play. And, you know, the host, I think you have to have a pretty good relationship to have him on weekly.
You would have to, yes.
Like, at least engaging.
Not this guy again.
Yeah.
He said, "Well,
hey, coach, can you give me more?"
He basically said, "Well, what did you learn? You know, what do you take from, you know, last night that you'll be able to replicate when you play him again or the rest of the season?" He goes, "Well, we'll be able to use our pass plays. We didn't use very many pass plays."
Yeah, that's very true. They did not use a lot of pass plays.
He's so slick, cutthroat.
Three passes
they
in an
NFL game.
They
play him in 3 weeks, man. Bye week and then Tampa bye week and 2 weeks away.
Have you ever played in a game where there were no passes? Playing on a team that you never threw the ball? Not even an attempt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, even in high school, we ran the ball a ton.
Because I don't think Nebraska's ever played a game when it was option. That was the identity of the offense where they did not throw a pass.
You'd have to probably go back to the 10s. Yeah. The 10s and 20s before they actually started.
The worst
really
weather game I ever remember playing in was prep my senior year. And we threw it a couple times. So, no. Nebraska, we threw it.
Maybe even like in the Oklahoma, 80s a couple of times.
Was there's that Oklahoma game.
We threw it.
With it, no, not with you guys. In the 80s, the ice game. There's an ice game where the two teams combined for only I think it was 9 or 10 passes.
Well, there was a 91 ice game.
Is that the one? There's one of them that they didn't combine for lot of passes at all.
No, it was before that one because that was when Mickey got hurt.
I copied that right? one time and sent that.
No, he got hurt in 90, and then they played Oklahoma in Lincoln, and it was freezing. That was the Calvin game.
Yeah.
What was the final?
McCant threw the ball 13 times.
13-7 maybe?
Oh, that's 19-14.
There's one that's fewer than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't played in any. Not even, even in Little League, I've thrown the ball as a coach and not ran it every time.
I'm going back through some of the Oklahoma games, and Oklahoma would throw it 9 times. Nebraska would throw it 8.
And usually a lot of bad weather.
We got sick of seeing J.C. Watts go 4 of 9, and the 4 completions would be for either first downs or a touchdown. I've seen it. Jamel Holloway did it.
Yeah, even in the 87 game, Charles Thompson threw it 9 times. Steve Taylor threw it 18. 3 of those were picked.
That was 88?
87.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of remember those.
That was up 7-0 on the Keith Jones run.
Yeah.
Got one of the worst losses in Nebraska history. It's 1968. 47-0 to Oklahoma. Remember the end of the season? They lost those 2 games back-to-back. In that one, they still threw the ball 26 times.
Yeah,
that was bad.
What was that? What were Allen's final stats?
Last night? Was he 145, I think, was his passing.
His passing total?
Yeah.
He needed a couple key catches.
He needed a couple guys to make some plays for him, too. And it would have been great. I know that would have been an almost impossible catch, the one that Diggs dropped in the end zone. It hit him right in his arm. He managed to throw it that far and hit him in his left arm.
15 of 30, 145.
Miserable. That is
Well, there was a play for Dawson Knox.
Yeah, two of them that he dropped.
Yeah.
He's been pretty reliable.
One early and then one late.
Yeah, he'd been a good story. Yeah. But
it's happened to the Bills.
Yeah, they got some issues.
This is still one of those seasons where I think the last couple weeks of the season, some team is just going to start playing.
Do you think Micah Hyde apologizes today?
I mean, you got to be better.
I mean, he stood on the stage, pointed at the reporter, and basically said, "We'll remember this."
I just didn't get the point, really.
He said, the guy asked him, he said, "Are you embarrassed that a team ran that kind of offense on you?" That was the question.
Yes.
So at that point, man, you just got to be able to.
He's like, they both were like, what?
I don't know. Yeah.
But they probably have a past, he and that guy. They probably have some sort of past.
Because I think he's a legendary NFL writer in Buffalo.
There was a couple of people just from the media who seemed to act like he has been a kind of a.
Yeah, I remember jerk. After Tempe, people asking me if I saw that performance coming.
Richard. Like, Richard really? Head.
Why would I have seen that coming? I mean, I did watch him run through our warm-ups, but yeah. I didn't see that performance
Did you see
coming.
The offensive line not being ready for that game?
No.
Like Coach said?
No.
That's what he said after the game.
Yeah, hindsight's 20-20.
Yeah. He said that you guys didn't
practice. I mean, the practice schedule was screwy when we could get on the field, right? Remember, we had to go late at night, but.
I mean, well, that's always a tricky question because remember.
Sometimes you just have to be.
It's like asking the question after Minnesota.
Well, yeah, did you guys see that coming? Answer clock management questions after the state championship? No.
You see that coming?
But well, you have to own it.
So that's a tricky question because go back to last year. You remember the press conference after the Illinois loss in Lincoln? You remember how that game was?
Yep. Oh, yeah. They got bodied up.
But then the questions after the game, what Scott was saying and what the players were saying were different about the preparation that week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The first guy to come out was Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he was right after the head coach had spoken about not a good week of practice. Or no, didn't Frost say didn't see this coming?
What week was it where Austin Allen said they practiced plays that they or they ran plays that they did? He never knows what's coming. Was it that week?
That might have been the same one. I knew it was Luke first, and then another player backed him up. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, and then to top it all off, I'm driving home and listening to Scott on the post game show, and they talk about the fake punt in that game.
Yeah,
and that they didn't have 11 guys on the field.
Dude,
that was a bad day. That was a bad day.
Stand your powder, Josh.
Said it's been almost 40 years since someone won a game running in that way. Are you embarrassed?
Now that's a little. Embarrassed?
That's it, right? That's the question.
He must not have ever seen Puss in Boots. Was it the little golden egg in the diapers? He said, "Are you embarrassed?"
That guy was embarrassed.
They gotta watch more
now you
watch
okay.
more kids' movies.
So you do know this. We've all dealt with athletes. When you use the word embarrassed to an athlete,
oh yeah.
I mean you're opening it up to
phrases
and,
all
and yeah. you have to so he's gotta he or she's gotta even know that you've been there before. Like if he doesn't feel like you can relate, you're probably gonna elicit a certain response.
Phrasing yes. questions are more important than actual questions.
I think in that moment when you say the word embarrassed.
You know that would,
but you've got to handle that a little
that
bit
different.
Better.
Like, let's say all of a sudden Mike Ditka or, you know, somebody was doing media. You know, if it was Bill Cowher or somebody,
well,
and he asked that, it would come.
They
I
were
think
all,
he would
they
respond
were all
different.
Salty because did you hear McDermott's response. He was like, "Okay, it's not, you know,
dude,
basically
McDermott
let's crown Bill Belichick." You know, they were going on and on about Belichick's game plan. He was like, you know.
Outside the long run, what you can't take away, you can't. Outside the long run, they gave up 3.5 yards per carry, and they were 2-12 on third down. Time possession with 53% to 47%. Buffalo had the ball longer. Offense has got to make a couple more plays.
Yeah.
Offense has got to make a couple more plays, too.
The helping Josh Allen out.
Help him out. Yeah. Help him out. And I thought that the way – I don't know why they didn't run wide more. They weren't running against that front. That Barmore, the Alabama kid, they weren't running against that. So why aren't you trying to get outside a little more?
Speaking of Alabama kid, Will Anderson or Aiden Hutchinson?
Will Anderson for me.
I like Hutchinson a little better as the collegiate level.
I voted for him for the Lombardi.
So Will Anderson gets to come back for another year, and he had a really, really good year.
You think Anderson is a better defensive player than –
I think
than,
he had a
like,
better year than Hutchinson. There were games where Hutchinson
no, no,
didn't
no,
do
no,
as
no,
much.
Not Hutchinson. Jordan Davis.
Because
we well, – Jordan Davis
see,
had,
the,
was –
He wasn't one of the choices were – I had three people to choose from, and – It was Lindenbaum, it was Hutchinson, and it was...
Really?
It wasn't Jordan Davis.
See, the problem is, to appreciate Jordan Davis, you got to watch football.
He's the most dominant defensive
you can't pick
player
up the stats
in college football.
And go, well, the guy only has, what, some blank...
Yeah.
I don't know what
he,
exact
They wore
tackles.
Him out, boy, the other night.
They did.
They did. They wore him, got him tired.
Well, it's
the
hard
game.
To rush the passer all night.
They got him tired.
They gave up trying to run it, and they're like, eh.
But Will Anderson's numbers this year, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
He led the country in tackles for loss. He led the tackle in sacks.
Well, and you
saw
and his quarterback are coming
well,
back
he
next
did
year.
Just what he did against Georgia. You didn't hear his name for 2.5 quarters, and then it's a, you know, he shoots a gap on a zone read, and it's a tackle for loss, and you're like, oh, there he is. I mean, when he splashes, he splashes.
Yeah, it's an award that is so quarterback-centric.
They hadn't called his name before that tackle for loss, I don't think.
No.
So, I mean...
That's what I would say, but like the same kind of similar thing, you know, there.
But when they, needed to make a play all year long, 31 was there.
Here's your finalists. It was Keon Green, Aiden Hutchinson, Tyler Lindenbaum, and Mike Rose.
Who also had a pretty good year on a team that...
That was your finalists.
See, Iowa State being 7-5.
Yeah. I'm not an Outland voter.
All right, man.
All right, guys.
See you later.
Have a good show.